I saying that real estate is not a good investment? Not at all. I think you could do both. But don't discount a great vessel to store cash like So I've seen a video of Dave Ramsey talking about how banks do not own life insurance, permanent life insurance. He says, not ever. I mean, he's vehement about this. Like, no, they don't. That's crap. That's a scam. I'm trying to talk like Dave Ramsey. Do your own research. Don't even take my word for it. Definitely don't take Dave Ramsey's word for it. Do your own research. And I'm going to show you how to do your own research on this. And before I share with you how to do your own research, let's just think, let's make an assumption here. Do you think Dave Ramsey knows more than the history of the largest banks in the world, what to do with money? Probably the banks. I think I'm going to take their business model and what they have been successful at, because any major city that you go to in this entire country, the largest building is probably going to be owned by a bank, and the smallest buildings are going to be owned by us. Right? The houses, the residential houses. So what is it that they know about money that they are not telling us, or that people like Dave Ramsey is not telling us? So now that I've said that, let's do your own research. Don't take my word for it. Don't take Dave's word for it. All you have to do is go to FDIC.gov. It's going to bring up their website. You'll have a search bar. In the search bar, search a bank. Let's use Wells Fargo. I recently looked at that one, also looked at Bank of America, so Wells Fargo. So it's going to pull up their profile. In the lower right-hand side, you'll see a button that says Generate Report. What that's going to do is it's going to bring up a balance sheet. So you need to know how to read a balance sheet, but you'll come across the one of the first columns, maybe line 7 or 8. It's going to be their fixed assets in terms of real estate. Now, when you see that number, you're going to have to multiply by the thousands, right? So let's say it's 19 million. Well, Wells Fargo doesn't have just 19 million in real estate. They've got 19 billion in real estate, 19.2, I think, to be exact. However, now we need to scroll down into the lines 40 something, maybe 47. And you're going to see bank-owned life insurance, permanent life insurance, cash value life insurance. And what you will find is that Wells Fargo and Bank of America is no different. I like to call them Skank of America. They are no different. They have $22 billion, sometimes $23 billion in permanent life insurance, bank-owned life insurance, cash value life insurance. They actually hold more money in cash value life insurance than they do in real estate. Now, am I saying that real estate is not a good investment? Not at all. I think you could do both. But don't discount a great vessel to store cash like life insurance. So you can either take Dave's word for it, or you can listen to people like Jamie Dimon, JP Morgan, people that are billionaires, people that have bought massive, massive companies and need to protect that company for future expenses. Where do they like to store their cash? Permanent life insurance. And I suggest we do the same thing. Take care. God bless.